This is Andrea Blackman, and today is Sunday, September 11th, 2011. I am at the Downtown Main Library in Nashville, Tennessee, and I am going to speak with Luke Herbst as part of a commemorative project remembering 10 years after the 9/11 attacks, which will be part of the Nashville Memory Project. Welcome, Luke.
Thanks for having me.
As part of the library's recognition and commemoration, we would like to speak with a few people from Nashville, just briefly and informal. Talk to us about where you were 10 years ago, 9/11, and what memories you have of that Tuesday morning in September.
Well, I was still in high school, but I had just finished up basic training for the National Guard. And I did a split op, so that means the summer between your junior and senior year, you go to basic training, and then you come back, you finish high school, and then you go to your advanced individual training, and then you're done with your training. So I just got back, I think, 3 weeks earlier. School had just started, and it was my first period, which was English class. And my teacher always had the Today Show on, or one of the morning shows on, and we were just watching it before class started, and then they started showing the buildings, and and I saw the second plane hit the second tower. And I just remember thinking, like, well, here I just, you know, joined the military. Chances are sometime down the line I'm going to end up going overseas, and which I did. I did two tours in Iraq, but directly because of this one day. And also that day my parents were flying to Israel with their church to go see some historical sites and stuff like that. So I was pretty worried about them, and it wasn't until, like, I think the third period that the guidance counselor came up to the room and said, can I see you in my office? And then I got sent downstairs to the guidance office, and I had to wait outside her office for like 15 minutes. And she didn't tell me, you know, like, if it was good news, bad news, or whatever. And I just remember sitting there next to my brother, and we were like, what are they going to say? Is it going to be, you know, they were on one of those planes? But luckily they weren't. They were grounded in Chicago. So, yeah.
So they continued? They did eventually fly to Israel?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a day or two later. They flew to Israel for, I think, 2 weeks and then came back. But
did they speak any about the climate? I mean, they fly out of Chicago the day after, and then they are in the Middle East. Did they ever talk about what the climate was like over there?
You know, I probably should ask them, actually. You know, I
exactly.
They may have told me. I may have forgotten, but
yeah. What was it like in your high school student? This is your senior year. You know that you're about to begin a career in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 happens. What was it like for high school? I mean, what was it like at high school, in the high school?
Well, being in the National Guard at that time, I was, you know, one weekend a month type thing. And then after that happened, I pretty much made up my mind that I was going to go active duty. So that's mm-hmm. what I did. I ended up graduating high school early because, well, I just felt like I was a lot more mature than most of my classmates after just finishing basic training. But then I knew I wanted to go active duty and do the military full time, so that's what I ended up doing. It kind of changed me from just wanting to do one weekend type thing, part time, to full time.
So you even, how long, so fast forward, the attacks happened, and where did your career go? You wanted to go full time in the military.
Yeah.
How soon, how early did you leave?
I ended up leaving about 6 months later. I had to finish up, you know, a couple months of high school, 3 or 4 months of high school, and then it took me another 2 months, I think, to get transferred from National Guard to active duty. Then I was active duty for 3 years. Got out for 6 months. I started going to college, and decided to go back into the National Guard. I went into the National Guard, and I think it was 2 weeks after I went into the National Guard, I got called back up into active duty to go do my second tour.
So like many people in our military, and one reason why I know we're doing this project is just to remember where we were when all this is going on. And this day changed the lives for most Americans, but particularly for those serving in the military, or who would serve in the military. And it's just interesting. For those of us who were watching the images on television, it was pretty unreal to see the imagery. When you were actually in the military serving, talk to us just briefly about that. Just what you saw, things that you saw.
There was a lot of patriotism, you know. A lot of people in the military, you know, I want to say initially really believed in what we were doing and stuff like that. But one thing, once you get overseas and stuff, it's not so much about the politics or even why you're there. It becomes more of you're fighting for the person next to you, you know, your brothers and stuff like that. So it's anytime, you know, not anytime, but I don't want to make it too generalized, but it doesn't really matter what the mission is. It just becomes about the guys next to you. I think that's something people really need to know about the military.
Thank you. What do you think we should take from this part of our history, of our nation's history, and everywhere in the country is looking back and looking forward 10 years. What do you think we should take from 9/11?
Just, you know, maybe a day of reflection, knowing that we live in a world where you don't know what's going to happen. Every morning you wake up, and whatever that day brings can, you know, change your life completely, you know, take you down a different path or something that you never expected.
Well, I thank you for sharing your memories and just reflecting back as we look, like everyone else in the country, where were we 10 years ago today? This is Andrea Blackman. This concludes our interview with Luke Herbst. Today is Sunday, September 11, 2011.